How y'all doing? Yes. We are finna talk about what the head of the CDC is saying. A lot of us is getting caught up on the naysayers and our emotions. But I told you that you are 1 in 100 million. So it matters what happens to you, right? It matters. You're so focused on what the head of CDC is saying, FDA is saying, watching the news of the MSNBC saying, Fox News, you don't even focus on family. You don't even focus on family. But we're going to talk about it tonight. Because I want you to hear what the head of CDC is saying. That's what I want you to hear. I want you to hear what the ones we pay attention more to than your own doctors, than your own pastors, than your own family members, brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, herbalists and natural healers, nutritionists, practitioners. I want you to hear what they say about doing with your life, right? Yeah. We're gonna get into it tonight, family. We're going to get it to tonight. So let's go ahead and play this clip right here with the head of CDC is saying, so you can get an understanding what's going on with this COVID-19, this Delta, when you take the vaccination shot, what happens after you take the vaccination shot, those that don't take the vaccination shot. Let's keep you abreast, because I said I was going to give information here that people will want to hear privately, okay? Things that I can't share on YouTube, on Instagram. Got to resort to skits, but I'm going to get back to my normalcy. I'm switching that back over from the skits back over there so I can come back to sharing what I've been sharing. But I'm going to do it strategically. I'll give the meat here. So those of you that have been following me faithfully, let's go ahead and talk about it. So let's play this right now. Okay? Here we go.
Eric. Experts have repeatedly insisted that breakthrough cases are rare, almost dismissing fears, but would it have been better to give a more nuanced explanation about what to expect?
I think we all have to recognize that with 164 million people who are vaccinated, we should expect tens of thousands, perhaps, of breakthrough infections. But the most important thing is not the number of the breakthrough infections, but what happens here. Those breakthrough infections have mild illness. They are staying out of the hospital. They are not dying. And I think that that's the most important thing to understand. We have a massive number of people who are vaccinated, and those breakthrough infections tend to be mild and not severe.
But what about all the fully vaccinated people who get the breakthrough infection? Can they pass it on? Could they pass it on to their children? Could they pass the virus on to older people, especially more vulnerable people with the underlying health conditions?
And that's exactly the point that we made in our guidance. So yes, they can with the Delta variant. And that was the reason that we changed our guidance last Tuesday. Our vaccines are working exceptionally well. They continue to work well for Delta with regard to severe illness and death. They prevent it. But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission. So if you're going home to somebody who has not been vaccinated, to somebody who can't get vaccinated, somebody who might be immunosuppressed or a little bit frail, somebody who has comorbidities that put them at high risk, I would suggest you wear a mask in public indoor settings.
Especially if there is a breakthrough case, you get COVID, you're fully vaccinated, but you are totally asymptomatic, you could still pass on the virus to someone else. Is that right?
That's exactly right, and that's where our masking recommendation came from.
So important, these masks. We're learning the FDA could lay out a national strategy, Dr. Walensky, for COVID-19 booster shots in early September, just in a few weeks. What will this strategy look like? Who will be eligible for these boosters first? all of us who got two shots, we might need after 5 or 6 months, a third shot.
We're looking at those data carefully. Those data include looking at clinical cohorts, our clinical trials, cohorts from across the country, our essential workers, long-term care facilities, healthcare workers who were vaccinated early. And we're working closely with the FDA following those data, and we'll come up with a plan soon in September.
And you think that before that will happen, the emergency use authorization for these vaccines will be changed to complete and full authorization?
That lies squarely with the FDA, but I know that they're working very hard in order to get that full approval, because I recognize that, we all recognize that some people are waiting for that approval to get vaccinated.
So what we're seeing in Israel and Germany and the United Kingdom right now, people already starting or about to start getting these third booster shots, we can brace for that. We should anticipate that happening in the next few weeks here in the United States. Is that right?
We're having conversations with those countries, and we're looking at the same data that they are looking at, and we are making our independent decisions looking at the data they have, collaborating with the data we have, and we'll make those decisions in collaboration with the FDA.
Okay. So I hope you heard that, huh? I hope you heard that. So let me make sure you fully understand what's happening here, okay? So I know they were saying a lot, and this was put out a couple weeks back. Took me some time to make sure I get it out to you. But come September, the first, second week of September, first and second week, they'll be rolling out in United States the booster shot, as well as having some assistance with those that are dealing with the Delta shot. So this is supposed to go for those that are dealing with the Delta. Okay. So if you fully didn't understand them, if you took the vaccination shot, okay, and you fully vaccinated, you got your one and your two, you know, you might even took the JJ, the Johnson & Johnson, you know, you might have took the Moderna. Right now, it's really focused on the Pfizer. Okay. Those that took the shot and fully vaccinated, for some reason, you ain't dying. This is the good thing about it. This is what they're saying. You're not dying, and that is a blessing. That is a good thing. But you are passing. People are coming into the hospital down with Delta that are fully vaccinated. And this is what CDC said, not what Kareem is saying and other doctors are saying and scientists. This is your faithful CDC, which you listen to, right? They're saying if you're fully vaccinated, you can give it to those that are not vaccinated and those that are already have an illness that they can't get the vaccination shot. Those that are dealing with underlying medical issues that could cause them issues down the line that can't receive the vaccination shot, you can give them the Delta. This is what they're saying. This is what's happening. So you can give someone Delta at this moment because you've been fully vaccinated. You can transmit it to someone else. What? So they're telling those that have been fully vaccinated, this is CDC, which they're pretty much debated about it about a couple weeks ago on MSNBC and all the news. Nah, it's the vaccinated people. It's the non-vaccinated. It's the vaccinated. But CDC said, and then they didn't like hearing that, that their science shows that those that have been fully vaccinated are coming down with Delta and passing people that haven't been vaccinated this disease. Okay? So if anybody that has not been vaccinated or someone that's sick that can't be vaccinated, some that has an underlying issue that can't be vaccinated, for every reason you're not vaccinated, you should wear a mask per CDC around them. If you're fully vaccinated, you need to put a mask on. So what happened? Huh? Really? And on top of that, you need to go get a booster shot. Because they may look like you asymptomatic. Like you pretty much can't, you're vaccinated, you good to go. You know, so you feel like, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to worry about nothing. I can go around family members. I can go around loved ones. I can go to the gym. I can go to the restaurant. I can go to shopping. I can go to the bank. I can do everything I need to do. Hospital. I can do everything I need to do that's necessary because I'm fully vaccinated. But oops, because you're fully vaccinated, now, according to CDC, you are a spreader. And you wonder why I've been wearing the ionizer? I've been an advocate for that. You wonder why when I come in people's presence and they're fully vaccinated with my skits, I'm telling the real in my skits. That's actually truth right there that I'm telling. Anybody that's been vaccinated, you can spread the disease. This is 101 for you right here. 101 vaccinated. If you're vaccinated, you've just been freshly vaccinated, you should have quarantined yourself. I said it when it happened, before they start giving it to people, volunteer, people can go get it. I told you, if you're getting a weaker version of the true version. So if you're afraid of the COVID-19 or you don't want to get the COVID-19 or they're forcing you to get the COVID-19 or they're trying to force you to get the jab, the injection because of your job and you just, or peer pressure, regardless, you got the jab. So if you got the jab, you're getting a weaker version according to them. They're not telling you everything else that's in it, but you're getting a weaker version of the COVID-19 that people are getting the real deal of, okay? So people that got that COVID-19, that real one, you don't need it again, according to doctors. Your antibodies are already, boom, showing, and that's going to last 10 plus years, but you listen to other newses and whatnot, and CDC and all the rest of them, they're going to tell you that it's only going to last a couple of years. They're going to tell you 6 months. Mr. Fauci will say, maybe 2 months, 3 months. You need a booster. Then they'll tell you, it'll last 10 years, 8 years, 7 years. Then they'll tell you it won't. Then they'll tell you it's man-made. It's not man-made. I mean, they go back and forth with what is and what ain't. What do you believe? But science doesn't lie. History doesn't lie. Data doesn't lie. Data has shown over years, 40, 50, 60 years, these vaccinations hasn't done anything for nobody. On top of that, vaccinations 101, when you get a weaker version of this so-called COVID-19, what happens? When you get a weaker version of it, that means you're a carrier of the COVID-19. They gave it to you, a man-made version of COVID-19. According to science, and Fauci saying it was man-made, then he said, no, it wasn't, then he said it is man-made. You got now a double whammy man-made that's strong, and you were so afraid, so you went and got the vaccination and got the jab. Now you got the so-called weaker version of the COVID-19. Regardless, you got it. You went and volunteered and got something you was trying to run from. Then when they gave it to you, you were supposed to quarantine yourself for 14 to 20 days because now you're a carrier. So whether you get the full blown or you get a weaker version, you don't need to be out and about immediately after you got your jab. So you're going around spreading to everybody because they gave you a virus. And you're like, I got the virus. So the virus is protect me. And I don't need to worry about spread it to nobody but you just got a virus injected in you. Some people got sick just a little bit, a few days. Some people just lost arm mobility for, a few hours. Some people just slept real hard. Some people got tingles all over their body. Some people got a heavy cough. Some people had shortness of breath a little bit. I mean, it only lasted a few days, a few hours, 2 or 3 days, or whatever they got, was able to be out of work. But regardless, it's still in you, and now you're able to spread it to anybody. So I wanted to make sure I put on here that CDC shared this information with you. So you can hear the head of CDC say that those that have been fully vaccinated should be wearing a mask, and you now can spread what? Delta. You're coming down with Delta, and Delta is not, according to them, because they don't want to put it all out there, it's not taking you out. You're not dying. They're able to save you from it. You're just going to the hospital and they're treating you and whatnot. But you're coming down with Delta and you're able, according to them, to spread Delta. Vaccinated people are spreading Delta to unvaccinated people. So there you go. So all the debates that people have been having for the last, few weeks to months, Oh, it's that vaccinated people because you're letting the narrative spin on the news and let them tell you this and tell you that. I wanted to get it from the source. And some of you guys are so agitated and irritated. You're like, well, how do I know? That was CDC ladies talking. She didn't say she was the head of CDC on there. Really? I know. Because you don't want to face the fact that you have been bamboozled. You know, that little word right there. You know what I'm saying? You've been tricked. You know, you've been had. You know, anytime somebody is going out of their way, I mean really out of their way to get you to do something, you ought to think about it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really have to think much on taking a vaccination or not. You know, as a natural healer and a herbologist, it's all the way against what I believe. But I'm just an alternative to medicine, right? So anything that's attached to Mother Nature, people really don't believe in. If you really are not a doctor, licensed state doctor, you're not peddling and pushing drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, you're not to be trusted. So it just blows my mind that the ones that push the drugs and get you on that hooked on that temporary relief to allow you to eat whatever you want to eat because they don't want to educate you on that, allow you to drink whatever you want to drink, you know, do whatever you want to do, you know, and just take this temporary drug, you trust and believe in wholeheartedly. You know, it's just common sense is out the window. But when someone comes around, but those same individuals, hold on, have not, that word cure, I'm going to use their medical word, cure, hasn't cured anything in over 60 years. That's a fact. That's a fact. They used to be down with that. But in my lifetime, because I'm not 60, they haven't cured anything in over 60 years. Isn't that a problem? They don't even let you use the word cure. They go after those that use it. Even the medical society. Doctors can't even use the word cure. They have to use the word remission. Remission. Okay? Remission. Oh, you in remission. Maybe you came across a natural healer, a holistic or alternative, you know? Even the holistic and natural healers is having a difficult time with this one right here. Because this one right here embeds itself in your DNA, your mitochondria. This is a different beast right here. That's why they need it to get you there. Let me go into a little details on why I feel they need it. It's several reasons, hundreds and thousands of reasons, part of the agenda to get you to take this jab. But guess what? Remember I said you won and 100 million? Forget the fact that you, I'm going to have to talk about this on my YouTube channel when I stop doing the skits. Forget the fact that you get the chance to watch the Olympics. And you get to see people in the track and field and the swimming field, you know, all the wrestling. All these Olympics you get to see. It's amazing just watching all these people do what they need to do and try to win and whatnot, you know, compete. And they train for 4 to 6 years to get where they at. And they have to compete against, you know, 20, 30. Sometimes they only have to compete against 5 and 6 people. You know, they compete against anywhere between one person all the way up to maybe 20 to 30 people. But you and I, everybody here on this planet had to compete with the average of 80 to 100 million sperms chasing and racing after that one egg that's dropped in the mother's body from the mother and sitting there waiting for a sperm to, you know, do its thing and ignite it, fertilize it. Almost 100 million You think about that. Had to compete. Wow. You made it? That's amazing. I made it? That's why I said, what's your purpose? So I said that because they're trying to strip your purpose from you. How? Let's give you another example. Check this out. Okay, you forgot about your gifts. You forgot how special you are. But guess what? Remember, I've been teaching you the stages of this matrix and how they trap you with paperwork and documents to trap you in the system immediately when you come out, okay? Guess what? Well, I haven't talked about school, the custodian, the parents, but guess what? Check this out. Mothers, you know the age. The children supposed to start their first grade. What age is that? I'll wait. My state is 6. You know, depending on when they age land, it could be 5 years old, you know, depending on their birthday. If, like, they about ready to turn 6 years old, but they still 5, they could start at the 5 years old, first grade. So 5 and 6 years old, let's just use 6. Every majority is 5, 6 years old, so we just use 6. It's when the ball starts in that real stripping you of your purpose, your goal, your joy. Your dreams. So if you 5 and you don't know no better, and now your mom or your dad or both is forced to put you into some type of school, or you're going to get in trouble with the state. CBS is going to pay you a visit. Think about it. If retirement is 65 and now they're trying to raise it to 70, minus 5 off of that 60, that's 60 years. If you add it to 70, it's raised it to 70 like they're trying to do, retirement, ending in this matrix, you get to stop and relax and not do it no more, that's 65 years. So 60 to 65 years, you're in the matrix. They start breeding you part of their roadmap and their game plan, conditioning the child to be part of their system when they turn 16, 17, 18, 20, 21, conditioning them, getting them in training. Think about that. 60 to 65 years, they break your back of what? They steal what? They rape you of what? They take away from what? Your innovation mind, your creative mind, your dream mind, your what you want to accomplish mind. They strip you of that and they give you what they want to give you. They create the schools that they want to create with you. The creator history they want to give you. They share with you everything they want to tell you about this and that and everything about the history. Your past, your future, your present, where you're going, huh? Relationship, the woman and man, the children, food, what you drink, liquid, everything, air, water, fire, earth, everything, the universe, astrology, stars, moon, sun, everything, God, creator, most high, the God in you, the spirit, the soul, the flesh, the righteous, they steal everything from you, and most importantly, they steal love. They take love from you, from yourself, for yourself and others. They just fill you with all kinds of evil. They fill you with all kinds of their doctrine from the age of 6 all the way up, and they break your back. By the time you get to 16, 17, 18, you ready. Your parents have gotten you ready based on their system. Now you're no longer caring about what you want to do. You ready to go to college, work for the state, the county, the city, or a private sector, Walmart, university, 9-to-5 job, customer service. You ready? Warehouse, truck drivers, you ready? You ain't got business on your mind. If everybody was doing business, what you think would happen? There is no workers. There is not a lot of customers. They need workers. So what this vaccination doing? This is just one part of what it's doing. It needs to slow down the bright minds. Because you go on Instagram, you go on TikTok, you go on Facebook, you go on YouTube, you go on Twitter. Everybody's doing business. Now everybody's telling you and showing you how to do business. Everybody coming out with some type of plan, master course, how to do business. Oh, and they got to come out with it the quickness because some people like yourself is listening. Oh, I'm finna come out with my last master course, master plan. I got to give you guys this work quick, fast, in a hurry before this year is out. Put me something together for a little bit of nothing. Like I do it, it's always less than 100. I'm going to make sure you get what you need. This one here, I'm going to spend some time. But I'm going to make it quick because you need to move. And I'm going to make it simple because you need to move. You need to move. All the stuff you've been following me, that should have already been done. But now you need to know how to use Alibaba. You need to know profit and margin. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you need to know loss. You need to know target marketing. You need to know this. How you going to get this information if you scared and you don't know where to go and who you can trust? It's not a time for you to be spending $500, $600, $700, $1,000, $1,400, $2,000. 40 to 50% right now of people are going online because they're forced to. Jobs ain't hiring like they used to. Some jobs and companies not forcing their employees to take vaccinations, right? You're going to be slowed down getting your goods in. Food, water. That's slowing down, family. You are getting stripped of your own natural inalienable rights. Your natural born rights that the Most High gave you. That's being stripped away. It's serious out here. So when you get individuals from the CDC slipping and telling you what's going on, you need to listen. When you get Fauci flip-flopping and telling you what's really going on, you need to listen. When you get individuals that actually put frontline doctors and telling you what's going on, you really need to listen. When your private doctors is telling you what's going on, you need to listen. When natural healers like myself is telling you what's going on, you need to listen. It's not one of them times no more, family, that you could just take it light. It's not one of those times. You really need to understand what's happening right now. It's serious out here. They not playing with you. They got plans for you. They playing chess with you, not checkers. But it's your life, huh? It's my life. You know what I'm saying? You think I'm just sharing things just because I just want to share things? I'm being real with you. I'm being serious with you. They not. You 100 and a million. 1 in 100 million is what you are. 1 in 100 million. They stealing your purpose, your joy, your dreams, your goals. They've been stealing your kids. They want your kids' future, your grandchildren's future, your mom and dad's presence, your grandparents. They already know what's up. Stop sticking your head in the sand and not paying attention. It's serious out here. What's your purpose? You gonna let somebody steal your joy, your purpose, your goals, your dreams? It's time out for that. It's time out for those games. It's time to stop letting them play games with you. It's time to not listen to your husband, your spouse. It's time for you not listen to your queen. It's time to join and listen to your brothers and your sisters, your neighbor. It's not about color no more, family. It's about love. It ain't. They after everybody. You and me. Keep telling you, this is not chess no more, no more. This is not even checkers no more. This is your life, my life, real life. Herb is Kareem.